Hand Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Yes, the world's not going to get any better unless you and I do something. As an entrepreneur, I have an idea that I'm spreading out there to the world. I hope you entrepreneurs come up with some ideas that you want to spread out to the world in order to start your business, because that's what we're here for. I'm here this evening with Mr. Dukes, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. He's an entrepreneur. Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
We're doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the studio with you.
All right. Well, glad to have you. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing just fine on this Thursday. How about you all?
Oh, we're doing fine, just running as usual. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm staying busy too, so glad we're not bored.
Amen.
Well, I think that's what entrepreneurs do. They get busy and stay busy all the time.
Employees do too, also. if they're trying to keep their job.
Some employees.
That's true, if they can go any faster. But we'll talk about that on the next show. But for those of you kind of new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And so, Mr. Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know how to find us, how to look at past shows, and don't hesitate to go out and look at some of those past shows. Again, you can find us on YouTube and Facebook and on the Tantalk Radio Network site. So feel free to go out and check us out and go spread the word with other wannabe entrepreneurs or just other entrepreneurs. Anyway, tonight's session, We've been going through quotes by famous people for off and on every other month, something like that. And so we have some more quotes that we'd like to mention from famous people. And I would like to say for you new entrepreneurs, if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur or you want to start your own business, then I'm going to suggest that tonight's show will help you based on just some quotes from other people. We're going to give you our interpretation of those quotes But I think that when we share that with you, if you choose to have some questions or thoughts along with the other entrepreneurs, feel free to give us a call. We're not experts. That's the reason we want to hear from you, because entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs. We're starting something. We've gotten something started, and we all got there by getting help from others. And so that's what this show is all about, getting help. Anyway, so feel free to call in. The number's right in front of you. Hopefully you can see it. It's 727, in case you can't see the 727, but it's 727-441-3000. Just tell the producer that you're calling in with a comment or a question, and we'll be more than happy to hear from you. You could also put it in the chat if you're out on Facebook right now or YouTube. I think we're Facebook or the site. You can chat to us as well. I will not respond to the chat as far as typing, but if I see your question or comment, I may mention it so that you all get an idea to hear from others and we begin to share more and more. Anyway, so Mr. Dukes, are you just about ready for us?
Yes, sir. Are you ready to get this show on the road?
So how you feeling today?
I feel very good, very good.
Okay.
It's been a hot day today.
Pardon?
It's been a hot day today.
Oh, a hot day.
A hot day.
Tell the people where we're broadcasting from if it's a hot.
We're broadcasting from radio. On the radio here in TAC 10 in Clearwater, Florida. Oh. And our production is Bobby.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you.
We're right here in Florida, so we're experiencing that heat just like many of you others out there. So, anyway, but the game we're going to play, we're going to play a little game whereby we're going to read a quote, and it's by a famous person. And I had mentioned to Mr. Dukes on our way over here, possibly one day I may get famous after I'm gone, like a lot of people do.
No, you're already famous. Look at that thing in front of you. It's a microphone.
Okay. I didn't know I was already famous.
He's on the airwaves.
Famous when you walked in here.
I got one cheerleader. All right. So, however.
That's number one.
However, you are welcome to participate with us, but the quotes we're going to read are from some famous people that you may know, but we're going to tell you who it is anyway. However, the game that we're going to play is we're going to give you our interpretation of that experience, of that quote, and then we're going to share an experience that we've had in our life related to the quote, or in our lives as being entrepreneurs, or something that relates to what the person said based on the experiences that we went through. So that's what we're getting ready to go do. And so before we do that, we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to invite you to play along with the game. And so if you have any comments or experiences that you'd like to share, again, feel free to give us a call at 727-441-3000 or send us something in the chat box or text, and we may respond to it. However, I can see it now, so maybe. But we're going to take a short break, Mr. Dukes. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Okay, so we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Don't change the dial. Things stand in my way when the gun gets stuck. The
time get going. Hey, Tampa Bay. Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the TAN Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Is something that I want, and I am trying out the entrepreneur experience. I'm doing the entrepreneur experience because I want to make a little bit more money. And so I'm pretty sure that many of you out there are way ahead of me, and so I need your experiences and welcome your experiences and all that sort of stuff. But Mr. Dukes is going to lead us off by just mentioning a quote, and he's going to tell us after he's read the quote, who said it, and then we're going to go from there. Talk for our sharing our experiences. And anyone else out there, if you want to participate again, you're more than welcome to. Okay, Mr. Dukes, let's get the show on the road here.
Everyone has an idea. They may be too busy or lack the confidence or technical ability to carry them out. But I want to carry them out. It is a matter of getting up and doing it. Now that quote is by a famous gentleman named James Dyson.
Okay.
No? That's the other. Okay. And I'm going to read it again for you. Everyone has an idea. They may be too busy or lack the confidence or technical ability to carry them out. But I want to carry them out. It is a matter of getting up and doing it.
Okay. So, with that being said, what do you think that means in your language, your terms?
In my language, in my turn, is that I know when I first had the idea, I didn't have the confidence to really get involved with it. But it was an idea that stayed in my mind and stayed on my heart, and I wanted to see it through. So one day, I guess you might say, I took faith and stepped out. And I knew I had the technical ability to do it. I just didn't know how to do it. So as he said, but I want to carry them out. So I went ahead. I made the decision to get up and do it. And that's what you have to do.
Okay. I saw it a little differently, and so I'm just going to chime in. But everyone has ideas. So I know and believe everyone really does have ideas. I had an idea. I was given an idea, and I started my project. However, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I had the ability, but since the idea has come to you, I'm going to suggest that it came to you because you do have some ability, and you have enough ability to get started. Mm-hmm. And so it's a matter of getting started based on the idea that you got. So that's what I got out of that quote, and James Dyson, I guess he recognized it, so he made a statement of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby, you're more than happy to chime in, but if you like, we're going to share an experience, unless you have something to say.
Later on, I will have an experience, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay, so
I'll listen to yours first.
Okay, I can go through with my experience if you like, Mr. Duke. So, do you want to go first?
You're on tap to go through experience.
Well, I've experienced taking an idea and turning it into reality. And in my case, I'm in the training field, I'm in the training business, and I'm introducing a different way of learning in order to be more effective based on your uniqueness. And so the experience that I've had is just, it's stepping out, saying something different. I'm going to say creating a way of thinking for other people. And I've actually seen it happen and worked, and I'm not sure how many people I've helped, but as far as classes, I know we're over 50 grand. Probably say we're 50,000 people over the years, which is not a lot, because I'm looking for more, expecting more, because the idea is something that people are catching on to. All right, so that's my experience in that quote.
Okay.
You got one to share?
Well, I kind of looked at it a little different, and I looked at my experience in that quote as I stated earlier, to really, my profession was to get started in my profession, and the idea was kind of made a slow move on it. But it developed, finally it developed. So about as much as all I can say about my experience right there on that. That Mr. Dyson made a true statement, though.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so I know Bobby's back there looking, but if you've experienced something, it's important to share your experiences for all of you entrepreneurs. It's very important to share what your experience has been based on that idea that you've been given. Because you're the only one that can tell your story. So it has to come from you, and there's no correct, right experience. It's just experience. It comes along with learning. It comes along with ups and downs and disappointments and gratification and appreciation. However, you must say something in order to make it happen. You must do something for others to see it happening. And if you did that, then you'll experience watching it happen.
That's right. That's true.
Okay, well,
on that part.
Maybe 10 years from now, that quote will be there somewhere.
Yeah, Mr. Gene Hodge quote.
Frame it and put it on the wall.
Famous one.
Thank you. That just came up naturally, so maybe I will frame it and put it up on the wall. At least I'll have it.
There's plenty of room up there above your head on there. Right above on the wall there.
Oh, back here.
Oh, if you wanted to.
Oh, okay.
I have to put a request in for that first.
Thank you. We won't go that far.
Let's put a request in.
All right, just put it on the table there on a little frame stand.
Okay, when the station gets a history, a catalog or listing, then
he'll be in the history catalog.
Maybe they'll add me to that. I don't know.
You got over 10 years of program logs, so that's cool.
That's true, too.
That's right.
Now, that literally is based on an idea.
No.
Yep.
Literally. It's impossible for me to imagine I would have stayed this long or been on the air this long. It's just one of those types of experiences that I tell everybody, go for that thought that you were given. Go for that idea, because you have no idea how it's going to turn out, and you have no idea how many people you could help or affect. Just go for it.
Well, Mr. Gene, that leads me right into my next quote. And it says, your time is limited. So don't waste it. Live in someone else's life. It's by Steve Jobs. And you know who Steve Jobs is.
Jobs. No, who is he?
He's a political. Well, he's a millionaire. Like he's one of the rich boys.
Okay.
But his saying is, your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. In other words, you know, what it means to me is that don't try to live somebody else's life. Your time is your time. So I feel like in my profession, if I continuously try to live my profession as somebody else had lived it before me, I'd be wasting my time because I could never be what somebody else were. And I could never portray somebody as they portrayed themselves.
Now, did you read that twice?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, what it means, what that statement means to me is that your time, my time, is limited.
Very much so.
It will end one day.
Yes, it will.
It will stop one day.
Yes, it will.
And so this says, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Okay, so I look at that and think of how many people are out there living or trying to live someone else's life. And possibly they're not happy trying to live someone else's life. They're trying to live their own life.
Yeah.
So not understanding that time is all you have, and it is mm-hmm. limited.
Very limited.
And there's no time to get started. You're never too old to get started, never too young to get started. But your time is limited.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of that. Start living now.
Right.
Okay. Start doing your thing now, whatever it is. At least share it with someone because you have no idea how to get an idea started unless you do share it with someone.
That's right.
Anyway, so that's what I liked. Anyway, so that's what it meant to me. Now, what about the experience?
The experience is that with me?
Yeah, your experience.
My experience was that I sure enough wasted a lot of time before I really set out to do what I really wanted to do. And it wasn't so much that I was living somebody else's life. I was trying to be careful in my planning and how I was going to do it, watching others and learning from their mistakes so I wouldn't make the same mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to say that I've experienced it because I know I'm getting older. And I've experienced all of getting older. And I know that my time it has extended this long.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that some of it I've done living my life. Most of it I've done living my life.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not most. I need to take that back. I went through life long enough to realize I was working on somebody else's dream.
That do happen.
And then somebody told me, why don't you go work on yours? And I made a decision to get started.
Yeah.
That's all. And I say that for any entrepreneur because you made a decision to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the biggest decision.
And you will have challenges and ups and downs. But making that decision is what I did one day. And I haven't stopped. Okay.
Profound.
No?
It's profound.
Profound?
Really? I'm saying profound
really
things
I
now?
I would say.
Yes, sir.
Holy smokes.
He's upgraded.
He's getting better. That picture looked bad on the wall.
He's got two. Well, he's got himself a hallway.
There's
now.
There's two openings up there, if you didn't notice.
That's true.
Yeah.
Either side of the window.
So there's two openings up there. Plus, there's a few more for you others that may be watching this. There's a spot up there for you, too. So think about it.
But I see what you're saying, where you start with a point in which, you know, you're working for someone else's dream, but you're also training for your dream in mm-hmm. the process of that. Then you break off and start working on your
own
dream.
That is a very great statement right there. You can't get where you want to go without benefiting from what the others gave you in order for you to get going.
Right.
Okay.
We have to stand on somebody else's shoulders.
I don't use can't too often, but you life prepares you to make those steps.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever think you've done it by yourself.
That's right. That is so true.
But now imagine all the people you do know who really think they've done it by themselves. They really believe it.
That's right.
Anyway, if you run into those kind of people, tell them to watch this show.
Well, that's true. And a lot of times those are the people who everyone around them sees, all the people who've helped them.
Right.
Yeah. And the worst thing you can do is get around those people and say, I did this all by myself and nobody helped me.
And that is a fact. And, you know, with that statement, that lead into my next quote.
Well, we got to go take a break.
All right. We'll take a break and bring this
because
back.
Because I think we've talked this out, and it's time that we'll take a short break so we hear something from our sponsors. You listen to myself and Mr. Dukes. Share our knowledge on famous quotes.
And we'll be right back. Here. Be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Oh, wow.
That's a ooh.
That's a good.
Space City Rollers there.
That's what we're here for. I like the way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like that one. Save that one for me, Bobby.
Add it to the record collection.
Yeah. Add it to the collection. That is a great one.
Yeah.
We're here critiquing. Not really critiquing. We are making statements made by famous people,
mm-hmm.
and we're giving you our opinions of what it means to us and an experience that we've gone through that relates to the quote. And so Mr. Dukes is reading them off, and I'm eager to hear the next one.
The next one is, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about that, you would do things differently. That's Mr. Warren Buffett. And he says, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. And if you think about that, you would do things differently.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What that means to me is that you don't want to ruin that 20-year reputation. You want to stay focused. You want to be able to do whatever your profession is and do it well. The longer and the better you can do it well, the more customers that you will be able to obtain. And the true thing is, it only takes 5 minutes to ruin a good reputation if you don't do well and treat people right in your business.
Climb a ladder and fall off a ladder. Which one goes faster?
That happened to me. I built a business and turned my business over to one of my employees. In 1 year, it was down the drain.
Was that your experience, or that was the just your?
That was the experience, because I never experienced letting nobody have a business of mine that I built.
All right, so you.
He didn't appreciate it.
All right, okay. So now I got to follow you.
All right.
Okay, so what it means to me, what the quote means is that it takes a long time, and it could take 20 years.
That's
it could
right.
take 10 years or 15, anywhere along the way. It could take 30 years of building a reputation. And you could say something or do something where you can destroy it in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it could happen any way, any time.
That's right.
But be conscious of it was what I got out of it. And as far as my experience in that, I've put in 20 years building a reputation. I've put in more than 20 years building a reputation. And I hope you all can see me, because that's how people get older. Because age has nothing to do with
that's
it.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens.
How it happens.
However, you
that's
can
what,
get started.
That's what happens to entrepreneurs.
Change to start selling aging products or something like
that.
Except it would only go one way, I guess.
There's enough out there to take away wrinkles, and now they got stuff out there to change the color and all that sort of stuff. And so the wrinkles and the color, I don't want to change any of it.
And those are all entrepreneurs. So.
Yeah. Right. Now, I don't want to change any of it. However, but it does
only
take a while.
Only can do that.
It does take time to build anything. Nothing really happens overnight. You might hear that statement, but it really doesn't. So I've experienced building it. I know it's possible that I may do something or say something. I have to be very conscious in terms of what I'm saying, because I'm saying stuff that I believe in order to introduce a new product or a new item. And so I have to be very careful to make sure I don't insult people, but I inform and educate people, because some people will take it as insult. But anyway, hopefully I got more, because I'm still here.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah, I think I'm still here.
Nobody's offended
saying.
In here.
That'd be a good saying.
Still here.
That you're still here.
All right, what's next?
This is probably my last one on this page today. This is kind of an old quote. I've heard it before. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you did not do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bowling, sail away from the safety harbor, catch the trade wind in your sail, explore dreams and discover them. That was by Mr. Famous Mark Twain. He said, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you did not do than by the one you did do. So throw off the bowling, sail away from the safety harbor, catch the trade wind and your sail, explore the dreams and discover, Mr. Mark Twain.
Okay.
Can you put that together, Mr. Gene, in your meaning?
Oh, my meaning?
Yes.
Sure.
That's a long one.
I'm glad I can go first this time.
Yes, sir.
I think that as we go through life, what it means to me is as we go through life, including myself,
mm-hmm.
because I'm conscious of trying to do something, make a contribution, help others.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm conscious of what I did not do.
Right.
And the more I realize there are certain things that I did not do,
mm-hmm.
I have the thought and the energy to say, why not get started now?
Yes.
Still. Anyway, so what it meant to me was when you begin to recognize how much you did not do, start stepping out on it and sail away from the way you've been thinking. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go where the winds take you. Go where your business takes you. Go where your thoughts take you. And start living your life and live it out.
That's very good. And I look at it the same way. It's more to be disappointed by some of the things that you did not do that you could have done, because you failed to exert the effort to do it. And even though I think I feel like I've been blessed, I did most of the things that I wanted to do at my time so far. It's a lot of few things I would like to do, but I like the way he put it. So throw off the bow line. That's the sailboat. That's where you got it tied to the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Sail away from the safety harbor. And we don't like to get too far from the harbor. We want to stay close, so hopefully that we don't fall. But catch the trade wind in your sail, and as you say, and just explore everything, dream, and discover what's out there for you. That's what it means to me.
I want to add something because you said something that just triggered a thought in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You said sail away from safe harbor.
Mm-hmm.
I believe many people live trying to be safe.
You do.
Nobody wants to fall down.
Right.
Nobody wants to make a mistake.
No.
Everybody wants to be right. Everybody will give up their thoughts and dreams trying to please someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told, and I've learned this along the way, it's called playing it safe.
Right.
You could not dare to step out and try something that you want. Look at playing it safe, mm-hmm. And so that's I just wanted to share that because staying in the safe harbor is where many ideas are lost.
Yes,
along with the frustrations and not feeling like you accomplished things, all that kind of stays in safe harbor.
If you don't mind me saying, you know, I think as an entrepreneur, we hit that spot. Where sometimes we feel like we're not really safe. We don't want to venture out too far because I may not have a lifeline to get back. So I think a lot of us try to play it safe until we see where we can move out without being unsafe, so to speak.
Now I want to expand on that even. A lot of people have heard this. When it comes to businesses, somebody came out with something that's been around for at least 20 years. Somebody said that 95% of all businesses will fail within 5 years,
that's
something
right.
like that. Have you heard about
yes,
that?
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
It's fine. What may not be acknowledged is that 95% of those people stepped out trying to follow their dream,
mm-hmm.
trying to follow their idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to take a setback.
Yes. And we said so also before, a setback does what for you?
Just set you back.
It may set you back.
So?
It make you grow, it help you to grow. It let you know that the road is not easy all the way, all the time.
Well, whoever said it was supposed to be easy all the time? Anyway, before you knew entrepreneurs, your ideas and thoughts are fine, but nobody said it would be easy.
Nope.
So if you're expecting easy, then stay in the harbor.
Okay. You know, that almost brings up the rant I was telling you about before the show.
Mm-hmm.
About the generation that claims to know so much about social media and thinks it's such an expert, but then when you go to actually contact and network, you get nothing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And that's because they push all this content out here, but then when you go to and all this advertising, I guess you could just call it.
Somebody does it.
They're doing it, and then you go and say, "Look, I do this," you know. I am in a similar line of work to you. Let's talk. Let's go get a coffee. Uh-huh. Oh, they want to be my friend. They want to sell something. They want a relationship. They want no. Maybe you want to help me. Maybe I want to help you.
Yes.
Yep. It is no different than if we were standing in the grocery store and I'm wearing a T-shirt or you're wearing a T-shirt, and it has a business that mm-hmm. I'm interested in or a service that I need.
Yes.
But for the life of me, that has been the biggest hurdle, the biggest obstacle.
Yes.
Has been that right there.
You've noticed.
It's just, I mean, just total wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing because it's like you're on a social network for what? And there's no networking happening at all.
No networking. I think I'll do a show on some of that.
And you know, a lot of times when that happens, it's your friends.
Your friends.
That's exactly what Gene said.
Your friends. What? Okay.
I mean, you will literally go, you will have high school friends that you did not know that they were doing a certain job or started a certain company. And you're like, wow, you know, I could work with you, or I could not even to be partners, not to none of that stuff, right. Just to utilize their service. And it's like you gotta. It's like you're meeting a total stranger in a parking lot again.
Sure enough.
Well, let's take a short break because our time is running out. But I think I'm going to do a show on that to help those other people out. And we'll be right back. You're listening to myself, Mr. Dukes, and I talking about quotes from famous people. And we'll be right back to.
Don't change that dial. The Entrepreneur Show.
Some more.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. That's what I want. That's what I want.
That's what I want. Money. Money. That's what I want. I'm not sure what you want, but I think Mr. Dukes and I.
We want some more money.
The radio station, Bobby, money. I think we all want just a little bit more money.
Oh, yes. Cash flow.
Some don't say little, they just say money. So I don't know which side of the money that they want. And I'm not going to tell you my secret either.
I just want
some
money.
Yeah, I just want some money.
Heads, tails, any president, no matter.
Any president, come out, bring them on.
We are talking about famous quotes from famous people.
Yes, sir.
And we're giving our interpretation of those quotes. What does it mean to us? So that we visualize it through our eyes, our minds, and we're sharing that with you. And I also made a suggestion that if you can see the phone number, which is 727-441-3000, you're more than welcome to chime in and share your thought or comment, or you can send something in the chat box if you're looking at us out on Facebook or YouTube, I believe. And I will at least look at it and possibly respond to it. Okay, we have one more because our time is kind of running out.
Yeah,
but this one says, logic will get you from A to B.
Mm.
Okay? Logic will get you from A to B. Albert Einstein said that.
Mm-hmm.
But let me back up.
Yeah.
Let me back up. He said, logic will get you from A to B.
And the rest?
Imagination will take you everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Anyway, so I stopped at the A to B because Albert Einstein had said that. What that means to me is that trying to logically put something together is difficult because it starts with step one, step two, step three, step four, or step A, step B, step C, step D. However, that happens. What it means to me is that the imagination will take you wherever your mind will.
Roger that.
And that's what sets the stage for the logic to get there. Because you got to get started with the step one. Step two is to produce something and so on and so on. But the imagination will take you anywhere you want to go. It'll take you places you never thought you'd imagine. But I'm also going to say that to me, it also means that if you can imagine it, then it's possible.
That's so true.
So that's what it means to me.
That's what it means to you. It means, you know, there is a step-by-step to get things accomplished. And what Albert Einstein said, a logic will get you from A to B if you do logical planning. It'll get you from A to B. But imagination will take you anywhere you want to go. If you have a big imagination, then you're willing to follow the dream. And that's what entrepreneurs do. They want to follow that dream. It could be as big. And as long as you can keep focus on the dream, you go where you want to go. There's no guarantee, but it all looks good.
Okay. Anyway, so what I've experienced in that, I have experienced knowing logic. I have understood how to get from point A to B and C and D. I've actually taught logic in a university setting in the past for about 6-7 years as it dealt with computers and all this technology that we're using nowadays. It all started with step one, step two, step three, and so on. And it takes unique people who have those kinds of minds to, you know, to put those bigger projects together. But, so I've experienced that, but the imagination is, I imagine, talking and working with computers at one point. I never thought of teaching it. Okay, I never thought of helping others to understand what I've learned. So the imagination of I can imagine doing it. Although I turned it down a couple of times, but I let my imagination take control, and I've gone where I've never thought I'd get. And I'm still going somewhere.
You flew yonder beyond the stars, huh?
Almost.
All right.
Based on imagination. So what does it mean to you, Mr. Dukes?
I gave my experience with it.
You did?
Yes. You didn't hear me? I gave mine first.
Yours was short. Yeah. Well, did you include everything at once?
I put it all in one. One package.
No wonder I didn't understand it.
But the imagination, like I said, that's what I said. Imagination will take you anywhere you want to go. As Albert Einstein said, if you have that focus point and your dream is there, you can go on your imagination. But logic will get you from A to B. And if you just want to get from A to B, use logic.
Yeah, but what have you experienced? What have you experienced? That was the part I didn't think I heard.
I experienced that by my imagination, it put me where I am today. I had imagined one day that I'd be sitting behind a mic talking with Gene Hodge.
You did?
Here I am.
Oh, my goodness. It's possible to have dreams come true.
That's right. It really is.
It is.
He has posters on the wall. Wow. Pictures, little crayon drawings, singing
right there.
Sitting in front of a mic with Gene.
Wow.
As far as A to B, that is a true saying. When I first experienced in business, I started my business. All I had was A. I had to find B. And when I found B, then I knew I had a business.
Okay. Oh, great.
That's a very good point, isn't it? A lot of times, point A is there.
Point A is always there.
Always there.
But you got to find B.
B, yeah.
Now, whatever it may be for you or for your business.
Well, do you think it out or do you go look for it?
You don't really have to look for it. It's there. You just got to know how to bring it in.
Access.
And you're going to think you're at B a lot more than you actually are.
That's right.
Oh, I've been there too.
Sure enough. And that's what most entrepreneurs know that. I won't say they know that, but entrepreneurs will find that along the way. When he think he got A and he said, now I got to get B, how come it's so hard to get to B?
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge then.
But our time is winding down, but we've mentioned five quotes from five famous people, and we've given you our interpretation or as far as what the quotes were, and we've shared an experience that each of us have had based on those quotes. And you can find this video out on YouTube, Facebook, and on the WTAN network. You can be able to find it and listen to it again. But Mr. Dukes, thank you very much for those comments.
Hey, great, Mr. Gene. Good to be with you on this Entrepreneur Hour. We'd like to see Entrepreneur Hour grow and grow. We want you to come on, be part of this Entrepreneur Hour. You help us, we help you.
Okay, Mr. Bobby, thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you for letting me comment on them.
Oh, we're always happy to hear what you have to say. I wish the camera could get on you so people could understand who's back there making everything work.
Some old day.
And contributing.
Well, if you look at the break at 45, I peeked my head through there for about
30 seconds.
Oh, 30.
But at some point in time, we probably need to get you to peek your head in and say hello, sit down in the chair for a minute.
On this side of the table.
You know, so people get an idea.
And Mr. Dukes is going to get another career. He's going to come learn the board.
I'm going to read the board. That's right.
I mean, it's all possible, but I like to just make sure that we are not experts. We're just entrepreneurs. We're trying to get more knowledge and expertise to go where we want to go.
And that's, you want to expound on that, is there is no expert. No expert entrepreneur.
No, it's not.
No, there isn't.
No, it's not.
It's helping others because we've been helped.
Right.
And we want to help others and help more, because I know that you all have brilliant minds, but I believe you do. But the bottom line is, when I was probably in your age and your shoes, it was many times I didn't think I had it.
Amen. A lot of time.
I was even told I didn't have it.
I was told I was crazy for doing what I was trying to do.
So if you've been told that, you're on the right track.
That's right.
That by many, you're definitely on the right track.
I was asked, why do I want to go in that profession when you can find one on every corner? I said, because I can do it better.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you and your thoughts, and I appreciate you taking the time out to be with us today.
Yes, sir.
And sharing your thoughts, because at some point,
we'll come back next week.
All of these will be archived, and at some point we'll see all the topics that we've talked about. But we plan to do something in the future based on that topic that we talked about relating to technology and friends. Okay, in order to help that.
But come on out there, entrepreneur. Give us a call. Help us out. Okay. Let us help each other. We got so many young entrepreneurs coming aboard now trying to make it. We all need each other's help.
Okay, well, our time's up because we hear the music.
Frank said it's time to go
home. Okay, it's My Way by Frank Sinatra. I want you to know that all the things you have been doing, like to do and enjoy doing, which is what I want, you have been doing it your way. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up, and we will see you next time and continue doing it your way.
Amen.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.